Okay, Ask Catherine. First question from a wonderful subscriber in Tucson. I was reading that George Soros contributed $1.46 million to the not-for-profit political organization Move On for voter registration. I'm a subscriber to their emails. What is the underlying motive for his contribution? I ask you because you know and understand the real motives of some of these huge hedge funds investors. In the past, we talked about he has talked about the gold bubble, which was not true. I don't know why Soros is supporting Move On in this instance. I'd have to dig to try and figure it out. I took a quick look. I assume it's one of two reasons. One is to help the Democrats win. A lot of the election comes down to who gets their people registered and then who gets those people disqualified to vote. So voter registration is extremely important to elections, particularly in certain places. There's another reason, though, that someone might put that kind of money behind voter registration, and that's because in every election season, particularly since the early 90s, there's a real effort to reaffirm the legitimacy of the system. If too many people walk away en masse, then it gets much harder to get them to pay their taxes and to maintain the system in a variety of ways, and there's always a concern that people will kind of give up and walk away. One of the things to remember is that oftentimes when you see a George Soros or a Buffett or a person like this making a contribution, it's not necessarily a contribution that was their idea to make. Oftentimes, in a sense, it's laundered from someone else. And that gets into the nature of a proprietary. Oftentimes, if a company is highly dependent on government contracts, it's highly dependent on government regulations and actions, you can get into the situation where literally you have agencies of government who think it's their company as opposed to being the shareholders of the management's company, and they feel free to direct. Or in the case of someone like Soros who's running a hedge fund, let's say he's managing money for a group of people, it's their intelligence which gives him an early warning to take a position one way or another. That makes him money. They feel that they have the right to direct where some of that money goes, or it's really, he's just an agent, it's really their money, and it was their intelligence. So in situations like this, question number one, is it really Soros making the donation, or is he simply the money manager who's being told by someone else? So sometimes, in essence, it's a laundered donation, not to say that that's illegal. And so it can be hard to tell what the motivation is. If it's, but I suspect it's probably one of those two things. They're trying to support the Democratic machinery in this case, or trying to reaffirm the legitimacy of the system, or both. Question number two, I have noticed a huge increase in chemtrails in Phoenix and illnesses here. Another Salir subscriber in Tucson has also been noticing the increase in spraying. As I said, when I came across the country from San Francisco through Texas in March, just very significant reports in Southern California and then along the southwest part of the country regarding increase in chemtrails. So that's not surprising that we're getting that report from a subscriber. Again, if you're interested in chemtrails, we have three Salieri reports we did on chemtrails that I think are very, very good and I can recommend to you.